Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass rainbow sparkle sunshine happiness edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance, I say it all the mother trucking time, from the most famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, y'all. You're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. You know what you're going to get? All the fabulous programming as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? So listen to all that shit. And you're going to have to follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay. Also, you can find my dumb ass all the time on the Hollywood Hick on the 7th West Coast time, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. Now, do the math wherever else you're at. Other side of this here continent, that'd be 10. Now, you can also catch the previous episode at 12 midnight West Coast time. So if you can't figure that out, then just get the podcast straight off of the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Crab Diving website. There's all kind of places. Just go fucking get it. It's what I'm telling you. I don't know. It's there. All you do is click on things, and the next thing you know, you're listening to the Hollywood Hick. That's how it works. Telling you, it's super mother trucking easy. All right, what the hell's going on? Ooh, 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 do I love a mother trucking story like this right here? I know, and I don't know, it's like some people probably say I'm like being bad, I don't care, but it's like most people probably agree with me on this one because, as we all know, one of the horriblest people ever, of recent memory, especially because I talk about him all the time, first and foremost, is Bill, mother trucking gross ass, grossest person ever, drugging and raping bitch ass bitch Cosby. But we are not going to talk about him or his horrible wife who will not get deposed properly because she's trying to hide shit because you know she has been fucking hiding this secret forever. She knew a whole bunch of shit and kept it to herself. And that is just awful, horrible, hateful peopleness right there. But we are talking to the other horrible, awful, hateful person that I have been discussing quite heavily off and on here on the Hollywood Hick program. But Jared, the subway guy who done found out to be a freaking pedophile trying to like go across places and have sexy times with like children and telling people to find him as young as possible. Just gross, 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 gross. I can't wrap my brain around people who want to have sexy times with children. It's just so wrong and gross and just inappropriate. I don't know. I can put up with a lot, but that shit's just straight up more than I can. Like one, it's just, because I don't find anything at all remotely sexual about it. It's just that I guess I can't wrap my brain around. I can't wrap my brain around a lot of things, but that's one of the ones I just severely cannot get any kind of inkling of how that would be something that somebody would think is fucking appropriate. But people do a lot of fucking shit. But what happened was Jared Fogle, now this over on the TMZ site, it's been on all kind of shit too, but says here on the TMZ, Jared Fogle beaten and bloodied in prison yard ambush. So what happened was, apparently, Jared Fogle got a surprise beatdown in federal prison from an inmate who has major issues with child molesters. That's what the TMZ people got out of somebody, some prison informant. You know, the TMZ got prison informants everywhere. They're like Subway Jared up in this prison, wherever the hell it is in Colorado, Inglewood, Colorado. That's where it is. And, you know, they got people out there like, all right, we're going to give you some money for the commissary thing where you can go get you some like chips or something or some like, I don't know, whatever you use. I was going to say razor blades. Like they would give them razor blades. Like, how do they shave in prison? I don't know. I've even been in there, but not long enough to find out how they shave in prison. Praise Dolly. I just was in and out in a quick little bit a couple of times. That's all. Just youthful indiscretions, I like to call them. We're moving on. We're not talking about my prison stint. We are talking about one Jared the Subway gross ass bitch ass pedophile grossness Fogle. Bitch ass. How many times can I say bitch ass? A lot. That's probably one of my favorite things in the whole entire world. You know, I've given up. Like, people are always like, you need to watch your mouth. I'm like, cussing is fun. Fuck you. Cussing is fun. It is way more fun to say fuck you than to say, like, piffle or whatever. I can't. I just can't. It's like, fuck you is much more appropriate in more of a situation as far as I'm concerned. So, cussing is fun. I highly recommend it. And if you ever feel bad about yourself because you're cussing too much, go watch The Mob Wives on the VH1 because I love the Big Ange. Sorry, I had a moment of silence. Anytime I think of Big Ange, oh, it still breaks my heart. I've been trying to catch up on Mob Wives, but I just, every time I watch it, I'm like, oh. Because, I mean, it's just like going into, like, showing her, like, finding out she's got cancer again. And then you find, like, you know, in this whole time that she's already passed away is more than I can handle. And usually I don't really have that many feels, but it gives me feels. And I'm like, then I'm uncertain about how I feels. And then it's just whatever. Back to Jared Fogle. I don't even know how I got onto my feelings. Start spurred on by Big Ange. Lord have mercy on us all. Okay, here we go. So what happened was, Jared Fogle got his ass beat in the prison yard, apparently, because it says, according to the docs, Fogle got jumped in the rec yard at Inglewood Prison in Colorado back on January 29th, and it was not much of a fight. You know, Jared don't know how to fight. He just freaking laid down and probably got his ass whoop-ified. And he needs to get his ass whoop-ified because, you know, child molesters, even the freaking inmates can't stand a child molester. They're like, oh, hell to the no. We murdering's okay over there, burglarizing, beating somebody with a stick for looking at you sideways is okay as far as they're concerned, probably. But you diddle a kid or trying to do any of that shit, they're like, oh, hell to the no. You are the lowest of the lowest, even as far as our standards are concerned. And that is pretty fucking low. So we're going to have to give you regular beatdowns to let you know that you are fucked up and you need to stop that shit. And I think that happens a lot. And it's like, I really can't say that I'm against it, really. I think sometimes you need a little bit of sense beat into your ass. And maybe that's what's happening right now. But back to the story at hand. Was not much of a fight. That's where we done left off, right? Says here, an inmate named Stephen Nigg pushed Fogle down and then unloaded a barrage of punches to his face. He was like, fuck you, motherfucker. And then he pushed him down. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Knocked the fuck out, right? Well, apparently Nigg, who's in there for a weapons charge, left Fogle with a bloody nose, swollen face, and scratches on his neck. 60-year-old Nigg went over there, was like, fuck you, I don't care. However, I don't know how old Jared is. He's probably like almost 40 or something, whatever. But you know he can't fight. You can look at him. He's a puss. He just laid down, curled up in a ball. But it says 60-year-old Nigg was also injured. He got a small cut on his left hand from delivering the whooping, according to the TMZ people. He's like, oh, that is not injured. That is just like collateral. I guess it's injured. Whatever. Even if it's a scratch, it's an injury, I guess. But freaking, you could at least say it was also and got like a minor injury. You don't have to make it sound like something happened to him too. But he broke his hand because he hit him too fucking hard. That would be a better thing to say. But then he got scratched. But apparently, according to this here too, it says the prison officials put Nigg up in solitary confinement as punishment. But it doesn't look like he got any more trouble. They're like, dude, we're all glad you did it, but just because we gotta keep up appearances around here that shit's technically not okay, although we're really glad that you beat the shit out of that child molesting piece of shit, but we're just gonna throw you in here in solitary for a little while. Just going there, I don't know, read a couple of books or something, do some push-ups. We'll come get you in a little while, but we got to put you up in here for a little bit. So I'm thinking that's probably how the whole process went down. And this Nigg dude apparently is thoroughly thrilled with himself for what he's done, and his family, according to, we'll get into that in a minute. But he says right here, we spoke to Nigg's family and they're not surprised. He says we're told Steven's pissed because so many child sex predators are housed in the low security facility, and Fogle was just the last straw. So apparently, you know, Jared's attorney ain't got no comment, and they don't want to say, we don't want to say karma. That's what the TMZ people are insinuating here, but you know, that's what it is. Then what else did I find out on here? Which one is it? Hold on, I gotta make sure I click on the right thing. But apparently, oh, this is one of the things. Okay, I love this kind of shit, how they do this. Is also over on the TMZ. It says here, Jared Fogle. That's who they're referring to in this story. I was like, I don't know why I always read that part. It's like I should be able to like ascertain the parts I should read and should not read. But apparently sometimes I just can't pull that off. But moving on with my story here, it says inmates outraged prison made him teacher's pet before he even had arrived there. So I guess he was trying to get special privileges because he's got money. So I don't know how, like, I guess people can put money in some account for you. But you would think there'd be like limits where you can't have people in there with wads of fucking cash going around like paying people off for shit, trying to get him to do like things for him or whatever. I don't know. But it says here, Jared Fogle was almost guaranteed a beat down in prison on account of guards made it clear to other inmates he was the teacher's pet. So I'm like, guards, why are y'all protecting him when you know the other inmates are going to be fucking not having that shit? How's fucking, people are stupid. I'm telling you, people are just stupid. I'm not even getting convinced. I am mother trucking convinced that people are getting stupider and stupider and more dumb and just ridiculously dense every freaking minute of every day. That the clock ticks, one more individual gets dumber, and it's just spreading like fucking wildfire. I don't understand it. Like, what would make you think that that was going to go over? Oh, we're going to treat this one, the most famous inmate we got up in here at the moment, who's a child molester who's trying to like go across state lines to have sexy times with children that he was wrangling, and going to try to pay him money so these like prostituting children and shit for his own like sick needs. Gross. I can put up with a lot, and like, you can have whatever sexual kinks you want amongst consenting people, but you can't involve children, and you gotta freaking like make sure that everybody is like in agreement with what is about to go down. That's all you gotta do as far as I'm concerned. But, and keep the critters out of it, because if the hell, like, whatever. I think it's wrong, so don't even, whatever. But you don't need fucking people who are like want to use that against a whole bunch of different groups of people, a la the homos that we get called fucking dog fuckers all the time, which don't make no damn sense to me. I don't understand like why I like sucking dick means I like sucking dog dick. It don't make no damn sense why anybody would just jump from one to the other, but apparently I'm not supposed to understand that, so I just have to like deal with it and ignore their ass and move the fuck on, right? But back to my fucking story. I don't even know how I got off on that tangent. I guess it's tangent day today here on the Hollywood Hick. I don't know. But it says, the prison staff told him the inmates before Fogle arrived up in the Inglewood Correctional Facility that he would be arriving in late December and that no one should mess with him. Because, you know, they didn't want no bad press. And then, you know, that was all they were basically doing, was asking for bad press, because the picture of this Nig dude who beat his ass, this Stephen Nig, he looks happy as fuck that he did it. He don't care that he's up in there. He's like, yeah, we ain't having this shit. And I just had to do what I had to do. But apparently says the TMZ sources says that the staff made it clear anyone who attacked or harassed Fogle would be dealt with harshly. That was enough for Stephen Nig, the 60-year-old inmate who beat Fogle up weeks after his arrival. We're told Nig resented Fogle because the staff made him seem untouchable, so he touched him. He didn't just touch him, he beat his motherfucking ass, from what I understand. And I also understand Jared is getting fat again up in there, because prison food is probably not the most diety of food, because I've seen a couple of prison food plates and they were not attractive. The like bologna on white bread, one time they gave me some fucking macaroni beef shit swilling in grease with a hot dog laid across the top of it. You don't want to have to see what I have seen, people. Just listen to the Hollywood Hick and go about your life being law-abiding citizens. I'm telling you, it's easier that way. Don't get it where every time the popo comes up, you're like, get all nervous, even if you're not doing anything at all wrong whatsoever. You're just like, oh, shit, what do they think I might be doing, on account of I was doing things one time, but not anymore. Moving the fuck on, right? But that is what had happened. Was there more to this? Oh, here's the one I was looking for. Came over from, see, I'm switching gears now over to the Daily News from New York City, right? Apparently it says here, exclusive. I love when they do this. Now, everybody's talking about this, Daily News. Everybody is talking about this. It's all over everything. But it says, Jared Fogle lucky he is still alive after prison beating by inmates sending a message to former Subway pitchman. Apparently, according to these people who have talked to family members, I think, of this Stephen Nig, if I remember this part of the story right. But it says here, Jared Fogle is lucky he is still alive after a prison yard beatdown meant to send a message to the once again portly pedophile. I love it. The once again portly pedophile. I love alliteration. It's one of my favorite things. It's right up there with cussing. But it's like, whatever. We're going to start over because I forget where it's at. Jared Fogle is lucky he's still alive after a prison yard beatdown meant to send a message to the once again portly pedophile. This is from the attacker's family, right? It says here, Stephen Nig took a run in January with the blah, blah, blah. We know this part. This is why he did it, he says. Apparently, he walks the yard and he's rubbing shoulders with people he shouldn't be. That's what Nig's nephew, Jimmy Nig Jr., said. Oh, my God, I love these names. And I love that his last name is Nig, N-I-G-G. You just do not add an ER to that or you are in straight up trouble. But so this dude is Stephen Nig, and then his nephew, Jimmy Nig Jr. That is a fun name to say. Jimmy Nig Jr. Oh, yeah, let's just go over to Jimmy Nig Jr.'s and we'll have a couple of beers and barbecue. I don't know. That just sounds like a redneck name that I would have heard growing up. Moving on. Says Jimmy Nig also said, my uncle feels like he should never be allowed to do this. Well, he feels like he should be. Well, he wasn't allowed to do it. He did it anyway. It's like, like, it's not even a, he feels he's not supposed to do it. Like, really, technically, you're not supposed to. Do we all want you to do it? Yes. We would be very glad, and we would be very supportive of knowing the fact that Jared, the fucking gross-ass, pedophile, bitch-ass, state line crossing to get some child poontang and or Peter, from what I understand, we would revel in the fact that you beat his ass, because we have been, but we all know, or not all of us, but those of us with rational thought patterns would go like, but really, technically, you're not supposed to do that. Yes, yay. But dude, you really probably shouldn't have done that, because there's gonna be repercussions for you. But I'm hope you're able, you're equipped to handle solitary, because it seems like that's where you're gonna be for a spat. But apparently says, most sex offenders in prison, where they are particularly unlike groups, see what I tell you, try to keep a low profile. But according to Jimmy Jr., Fogel's access to cash, see, this is what I was telling you, he uses that to pay fellow inmates for protection, which allowed him to feel invincible. And then Jimmy Jr. Goes on, he said, Jared's lucky he's still alive. My uncle was in a position to kill him. No one was there. He got him down, then walked away. He's not a violent guy. He doesn't have a violent history. He's sending a message is what he's doing. I mean, he's not a violent guy. He just beat the fuck out of somebody, although it was a pedophile that we all wanted his ass to be beat. But I don't know. I wouldn't say that he's not a violent guy. I would say he might have violent tendencies, but they do not extend to every piece of his life. But whatever. We'll move on. He is in prison, so that means there's some tendencies there that are probably not the most, like, socially forward. I'm just saying is all. But he said he's not a violent guy. He doesn't have a violent history. He's sending a message is what he's doing. A guy walks in with all this money and celebrity. Instead of flying under the radar, he's going to the yard, walking around with big guys, saying no one can mess with me, flashing his money around. And that's what my uncle is pissed off about. I would be, too. I am fully in support of Mr. Stephen Nigg's actions of beating Jared's bitch ass, pedophile, child molesting ass. But still, it's not right to do it. I'm just saying, in this case, I would probably look the other way. I'm just saying is all. But it says here, we already went through this. He got a bloody nose, scratches on the neck, redness. So he got his ass beat. That's what it means. He got his ass beat. Nigg himself was fine, and he was proud of what he did. And so Jimmy Sr. went to see him on Friday, saying he'd do it again if he had the chance. He said, these kids got dads and uncles, and they'd love what I just did. And you know they did. You know they're loving it. All the dads of the kids that he was, like, trying to do sexy things to, you know, they're, like, fucking high-fiving the hell out of this shit. I would be. I'd be like, yes, do it again. And then do it again. Like, don't kill him. Just as soon as he's healed up, do it again. That's what I would think if I was a dad. Like, and then each time make it just slightly worse. Just getting one step closer to that grave, and then pull it back and just have him suffer for a little bit, because that's some straight up bullshit. Get out. Once you do get out of here after your however 15 years or whatever it is, hopefully that will mean that you'll be like, oh, you'll be having freaking beat down flashbacks, and you won't know freaking young children to molest Jared grossness. Ugh, whatever. Moving back. I'm getting off on kind of stupid tangents today. Stephen Nigg is scheduled to be released from the minimum lockup in 2024. Ooh, he's in there for a stint. It's only 2016. He's got a long time to go. But he's frustrated, apparently, about the amount of sex offenders sent to Inglewood, which has a special program designed to rehabilitate the convicted felons, or fiends. It's not felons, fiends, but I guess that is felonies, too. I guess this dude, Stephen Nigg, had also been in jail 15 years before in Arizona for armed robberies in the 70s and was convicted of selling guns, and he inherited from his father. So I think that's what got him thrown back up in there. That's why he's up in there getting ready to beat Jared's ass every couple of few days, is what it sounds like. But according to his proud nephew, Jimmy Nigg Jr., he took justice into his own hands in this incident, and he was proud of it. Like, you know what, I'm kind of proud of him too, but I'm just gonna say on the flip side, like, it really, I will say that was probably not the most correct action, but I will say it's one that is delightful. Does that make sense? I don't know. Whatever. So Jerry got his ass beat in jail. So that's where that story boils down to. So what else? What else is going on? Let's talk about something else. Moving on to some other. Oh, do you see this? Freaking Hulk motherfucking Hogan, or Terry Bollea, whatever you want to say, done $115 million case against the Gawker people. And you know I love the Gawker people. They're also who run the Jezebel site. I'm always reading things off of the Gawker and the Jezebel on here because I like them. And if this means that they go away, I'm going to be like, fuck you. freaking Hulk Hogan because you got your pecker put on the freaking interwebs. He got all butt hurt. And apparently the only reason he got butt hurt is because he always would run around bragging that he's got this big old giant pecker. And then all of a sudden his sexy tape comes out and he's got this little acorn head on there or whatever the case was. And so all of a sudden everybody knew he was full of shit and he got all like hurt and butt hurt about it and got his pride hurt. So now we know that Hulk Hogan had a fucking foot long schlong built like a thermos. But apparently Terry Bollea had a Vienna sausage up in there. That's what I'm talking about. But apparently it says here over on the Daily News, that's one of my new favorite places to go get news, by the way, because they don't give the important news. They give the kind of news that I like about like ridiculous things and this kind of stupidness. But apparently a Florida, he only wanted $100 million too, and this jury done gave him 115. Says a Florida jury wrestled with the facts for 6 hours and hit Gawker Media with a 115 million leg drop. The jury hearing Hulk Hogan's sex tape lawsuit found the gossip website invaded the wrestling icon's privacy when it published grainy footage of him having sex with his best friend's wife. I saw this video. I read the Gawker all the time. I saw it. Whatever. He was like talking most of the time. It literally, I think it says somewhere up in here, it was like 9 seconds of naked or something. But he's just like all butt hurt because everybody found out that he had a little EBPP and not some big old long schlong that he had been talking about. And he was like, oh, like I'm going through a divorce and I'm all like emotionally crippled, blah, blah, blah. Basically what had happened was your best friend went up there, secretly recorded you having sexy times with his wife. And then honestly, I think that this was all some sort of setup to where that tape was found. So, but I don't know why you don't hold it against your friend, love of the Bubba the Love Sponge, but you're like going to sue the Gawkers. Like, I get it. Like, $100 million, I think, is fucking excessive. It is ridiculously excessive. So you got your pecker put on the interwebs. Maybe you shouldn't have been going around having sexy times with your best friend's wife either. But you did it, and then they recorded you doing it, and then somehow it got out into the interwebs. I'm just saying is all. But I'm going back to this. Whatever. I just think it's funny. Like, I do think he probably was ultimate. Whatever. They invaded his privacy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But he's a public figure. And I love the argument from the Gawker people. I'm just paraphrasing this shit. I don't feel like reading it. I'm just trying to remember all the parts of it. But I love, like, the dude from Gawker was trying to be like, he kept telling everybody his pecker was this big. And really, his pecker is this big. So we thought it was newsworthy. And so I like, he was like, we're just, like, trying to, like, show that maybe he's full of shit and not telling the truth. And apparently, Hulk Hogan is like, that's a character I play. And all this bullshit, whatever. So Hulk Hogan, you motherfucker, if you take down one of my favorite websites, I'm gonna be pissed, because you need to just get over it, move on. Ain't nobody talking about your damn pecker anymore. Anyway, it's over, move on. You're just all upset because you got caught in that N-word scandal too, and then now you out there not making any money off that. So now you're trying to like go take down my favorites. Just whatever. I guess your privacy dig it, whatever. I'm torn. I'm the rope in a tug of war on this one. I kind of agree with him, and at the same time, I don't agree with him because he's taking down something I love, and that bothers me. But at the same time, don't be having sexy times with your best friend's wife, because they might be setting your ass up, because I think your ass got set up. I'm just saying is all. Just be a little more careful, Terry, a.k.a. Hulk, whatever the fuck we're supposed to call you, okay? I'm just saying is all. Don't be a dumbass, all right? Don't be a dumbass, Hulk. Don't be a dumbass. But he was like getting all emotional too, according to this. He was like, he started crying afterwards. I'd probably be crying too. Somebody tell me I get $115 million just cause somebody put 9 seconds of my pecker on the interwebs. I would just be like, all right, $115 million versus people seeing my pecker on the interwebs. I will sit here in my big old mansion house sipping on my freaking gin and juice, having a good old time going, you know what? So what? That's my pecker. Moving on with my life. Everybody's got one, or most everybody, if it ain't been like blowed off in some like horrible accident or something, or Lorena Bobbitted. I'm just saying is all. Okay, let's move on to something else. I'm just sitting here killing time. Oh, look at this. I always talk about this jackass, a little thing, little tidbit. We're just going to jump around today. I don't really know what the fuck. I didn't make any plans. I just like looked around at stories and things. I just messed up my microphone. I hope y'all can still hear my bitch ass. If not, if there was a hole there, then sorry, I can't do nothing about it. Actually, I might go fix it later. Who knows? But at this point, now that I've done talked about it, I might just leave it in there. As you can see, this is raw. This is the fucking Hollywood Hick in the raw right here, y'all. What else is going on out in the world? Oh, did this story. Where to go? I know I see one. This is some fucked up shit. Oh, Lord have mercy. Like, I'm glad this ain't me. Plus, I ain't no movie star television actor. But, this is fucked up. There's like that Maze Runner movie. There's a couple of few of them. I ain't never seen it. I think it's one of those like dystopian, like tween novel things, like Hunger Games or whatever, or like that Divergent or whatever the hell it is. But this Maze Runner one, right? there's this dude that called Dylan O'Brien. He's like this young actor kid, right? He's, I think he's also on the Teen Wolf remake on the MTV channel, right? But this dude, apparently, they were doing some shit on the, this is according to the Jezebel people, but it says, like, right here, their headline, it says, Maze Runner star Dylan O'Brien run over by a car on set. I live in fear of getting run over cars every day of my life. This is like my freaking nightmares come to life. This is like this, whatever. Like when I'm in a crosswalk, I am like always on the defensive. Like I am looking out everywhere. I'm like, how's it going to be? Like if a car comes barreling at me, is it better to try to leap out of the way or is it better to try to jump up so that you're not getting hit by the front of the car, but maybe by the windshield that'll have some give and you'll just roll across or something. I don't know. I keep trying to come up with scenarios in my head for how to, like, the best way to react when a car comes barreling at me in a crosswalk when some bitch ass is on their phone, ain't paying attention or some shit, driving around, acting like a self-entitled bitch ass bitch up in this town. I'm telling you, you got to be extra careful. You better make eye contact, make people know you're coming. I'm just saying is all. Crosswalks are freaking death traps. I'm just saying is all. Doesn't matter. People all and people will hit your ass and run in this damn city. They will just take the fuck off. I ain't making this shit up. But says right here on the Jezebel, Maze Runner star Dylan O'Brien run over by a car on set, which is the Hollywood Hicks nightmare come to life. I added that last part because it is true, but it's not written here. But says here, before now, I never really, okay, but yes, it's danger. It's an action flick. It's danger. The car's barreling at you, and apparently it doesn't always go well. But apparently it says here, Dylan O'Brien, the star of the Maze Runner series, was run over by a car on Thursday while filming a scene in the franchise's next installment called Maze Runner, The Death Cure. I love these names. Maze Runner, The Death Cure. How do you, like, I guess they're going to get put in some like Lazarus pool or like Fountain of Youth or something. I don't know. Maybe they get like a special potion. Then they come back to life. Oh my God, don't ever try to do that sucking air noise. Whew, that was horrible. Sent me into a coughing fit. I cut it out. I wasn't going to put y'all through that on account of, I thought I was going to die for a hot second from just trying to do a sound effect. I will not do that again. Hell to the no. All sound effects will be pre-recorded and or left out going forward. I'm just saying this out. But before I almost died due to a sound effect injury, see, look, I'm like this, more like this Dylan O'Brien person than I thought. All right, well, what I'm saying is, apparently he got run over making the Maze Runner, the Death Cure, but Death Runner, that's a good name for something. Death Runner. I'm going to have to make up a movie out of that. Moving on, though. Apparently he was taken to a hospital in British Columbia with severe injuries, end quote, meaning he got fucked up by that car, ran him over. That is not like a big old car. You get run the fuck over, and he looks like a little frail thing. You know, they like these little things that go into the movies and stuff. I don't know why, but you always see movie actors and you're like, damn, you're little. I know I've told this story before, but it's true. Like, I saw Michael Keaton one time at the Cheesecake Factory, and before I could stop myself, I looked at him and I did a whole like up and down look, and then went, you're Batman? Because I just could not believe that, like, that somebody that teensy tiny could look that big on film and be like, I don't know. I didn't expect him to be like buffed. I just expected him to be taller, to be quite honest. But then he just looked at me and he said, well, I was. And then I was like, oh shit, that was the worst thing to say. And I just kind of ran away before it got any worse. I was just like, bye, Felicia, I'm out of here, and fucking left. Okay, but whatever. That's my freaking little itty bitty Hollywood people story. But says here in a statement from the 20th Century Fox people, Dylan O'Brien was injured yesterday while filming Maze Runner, The Death Cure in Vancouver, Canada. He was immediately transferred to a local hospital for observation and treatment. Production on the film will be shut down while he recovers. Our thoughts go out to Dylan for a full and speedy recovery. So, yeah, he got fucked up. They shut down production because of this, the whole thing. Like, now, and you know, somebody's going to get sued somewhere. Somebody's going to be like, you just might as well just go pay this shit now and just save us all these lawyer fees and shit. I don't know, like, some sometimes when you are just like downright guilty and it's just like, okay, this is not going to any way, shape or form work out in my direction. So why don't we just cut our losses and just give you all this money instead of having to give you all this money and pay all these lawyer fees too. I'm just saying is all. Maybe people should start using their mother trucking heads up in here. But dude, Dylan O'Brien, really, hopefully you get better, because I'm not really trying to make fun of you, because I like really, I live in fucking fear of what will happen to you. I do not want to get run over by a car. Please, please, for the love of Dolly, do not let me get run over by a car, because that just looks horrible. It looks horrible. I used to work with a dude who got run over by a car on his bike, and he looked horrible afterwards, and he was fucked up afterwards, and I do not want to have to go through that. I'm just not. It's not something I feel like I would enjoy or appreciate. I'm just saying is all. Okay, moving on before I can quit talking about this and sitting here getting the chili bumps, living in fear, again, run the fuck over in a crosswalk. What's else going on? What's else going on? Oh, this motherfucker, ha, motherfucking ha, y'all. But I think I talked about this a while back, where Manny Pacquiao, his bitch ass, that boxer dude, who I was saying, like, wish that Floyd Mayweather, who is also a horrible, awful person, like, now I don't give a fuck. Like, I want both of these dudes to get their ass mother trucking beat. Like, I want, like, Ronda Rousey to beat their ass, so that way they have to say they got their ass beat by a girl. Or I want a homo to go over there and just seriously beat. Well, actually, I want Mayweather to get his ass beat by a girl, and I want Pacquiao to get his ass beat by a faggot. That's really what I want to happen. That's really, like, in a Hollywood Hicks world of perfect boxing matches, Ronda Rousey would beat the ever-loving shit out of Floyd Mayweather, and then some faggot, I don't know, and like a girly ass faggot too, like one that's just like just up there lisping up a storm, prancing around, rainbow sparkles and glitters running off of everything. Every time he hits him with a punch, it's like a rainbow comes flying off of it or something. I mean, that shit needs to be gay as hell and just beat the ever-loving shit out of him to the point that he's just standing there going, arr, 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 and doesn't know which way is up, is what I'm talking about. That is what should happen in a perfect world, according to the Hollywood Hick, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I'm just saying is all, y'all. Okay, but says right here on the TMZ Sports. See, even my gay bitch ass looks at TMZ Sports once in a while. And haha, I am like feeling extra butch right now, because I am participating in a Final Four. What is it? March Madness bracket at the workplace. That place I go to every day. The reason that my episodes are late all the time now, which again, by the way, I apologize. I am extra late again, but I cannot help it sometimes. And also this like time difference. Not the time, whatever. I wake up with the fucking sun. That's just how I am. I hate alarm clocks, right? I fucking hate an alarm clock. So I can't use one. So I wake up with the sun. It's a double-edged sword. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, because you can't sleep in. But now that we done sprung forward, the sun comes up later, so now I don't have as much time betwixt when the sun comes up and when I got to leave for the workplace, and that's when I was doing some of this Hollywood hicking. So now I got to figure out when we'll fit in the Hollywood hicking. I think I might do it while I'm driving my car some, do some segments along the way. So if you hear me yelling at traffic in the midst of things, it is not your fault. It is the drivers of L.A. who are horrible. Speaking of horrible drivers, let me tell you, but then we'll get back to my Manny Pacquiao bitch-ass bitch story, because he's a bitch-ass bitch, and he got a little dose of comeuppance, but we'll get to that in a second. Let me just tell you, I saw this just day before yesterday, I believe, on my trek to the workplace in the morning time, right? I got to drive on the freeway for a second, going over up what's called the 101 for people who don't live out here in the land of Los Angeles, right? So there's this freeway, and I have to go over towards the valley, right? So I'm going over towards the valley over there, and it kind of dips down a hill, and it comes back up another hill, and then there's Universal Studios over there. Well, there is this bitch-ass bitch of a woman in her, like, freaking rental car, so I'm got to be a damn tourist, don't do this shit, because we hate it. We will want to kill you dead, and one person might snap and just do it. And I don't want it to be me, but I can't guarantee it won't be me. Okay, but don't do this shit. But this woman was swerving up a storm, driving down the freeway about 35 miles an hour, trying to like take video or pictures or something from leaning forward on the freeway, swerving back and forth, taking up three lanes, taking pictures of shit as she was driving by on the freeway. I thought I was going to go into blackout rage and die in that moment. because I was like, there's no way I can hold this in. I'm just going to spontaneously combust into a pile of ashes. And then this car is going to go careening down the freeway with no driver because I'm going to be a pile of ashes in the seat here because this woman thinks it's appropriate to drive 35 miles an hour on the freeway taking fucking pictures of shit as she's driving down the road. I just, honestly, I wanted to, if I had a battering ram and or missile launcher on the front of my car, that woman would be a pile of dust. I'm just saying is all. I could not be, I would not be able to keep my finger off the trigger. Just wouldn't be able to do it. I can't, I just can't. I don't think I'd have the, because I think my inner hell no would pop up. And then the next thing you know, I'd hit that button and be like, and then poosh, boom, that's how that shit would go down. I'd be like, I'm hoping there's a lot of people with those so they can't pin this on me, Zachary, because maybe I should have like reconsidered before I punched that button or had a two-button process or something. I don't know. Whatever. I digress. But back to the story I was talking about before I tried to prove something. I don't even know what it was. So whatever. That I'm like playing basketball bracket. So we'll see how it goes. I think I'm not winning at the moment because like one of my teams like was supposed to win, but they didn't win, so I don't think I got a point. Pissed me off. Whatever. I don't understand how the points work. I don't know. A friend of mine has just, she'll just tell me. I'm like, am I winning? And she'll go look. And that's how it works. And it's awful that a girl has to do it for me, but that's just how the Hollywood hick rolls. I can't say nothing. All right, back to the story at hand. Manny, bitch, motherfucking homo hating, awful, horrible, awful person needs to be beat the fuck up by a homo, serious, says here on the TMZ Sports, Manny Pacquiao, re-banned from the Grove. We don't welcome gay haters. See, good. See, Manny, get your bitch ass back to the Philippines. If that's how you want to be, then you just need to stay in the Philippines. Don't come over here. Because you know what? Especially don't come to L.A. where we don't have tolerance for this shit. Okay? You see that? Even the, and this is the other thing. I hate the Grove. I hate it with a vengeance. I have told it many a times that if I was allowed to blow one thing in Los Angeles up and get away with it scot-free and nobody was hurt in the process, I would blow up the Grove. Because I used to live over near there for a very long time. And until that fucker showed up, everything was hunky-dory over there. It was a great place to live. Then this place showed up, brought in all these fools and traffic, ruined the farmer's market that was attached to it. Because there's this farmer's market there, for those of you who don't know out here. It's been there since like the 30s. It was like old school. There was actually real farmer's market. All these food stands had the most kick-ass karaoke in the history of motherfucking karaoke, and I am not making that shit up. The Hollywood hick was a star there doing The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I'm not making that up either. I used to do The Devil Went Down to Georgia all the time, and people would force me to do it. It was the only song I was allowed to do, and people would recognize me around town. It was some kind, it was like kind of flattering, but at the same time, oh my god, I cannot believe I'm The Devil Went Down to Georgia dude. But since there's no more karaoke there anymore, then it's not happening, and so now I'm not The Devil Went Down to Georgia dude anymore, and I'm somewhat sad about that, but I have gotten over it. Okay, moving on. But the Grove showed up, ruined my neighborhood, and I fucking hate it. It's just such a big overblown yuck. It's a yuck place. But occasionally I do have to go there because it's the only place close by with a Kiehl's store, and that's where I have to get my facial products. So sometimes I have to suck it up, and it hurts every part of my being to go up in there. I try to spend as little time as possible. I like beeline it to the store and beeline out. That's just how I have to roll. I can't do it any other way. But says here on the TMZ Sports, I swear, it's taking me forever to get to my stories today, huh? Hope y'all like tangents. All right, but goes on. Manny Pacquiao has been banned from the popular L.A. shopping center, The Grove, again. All because his statements of hatred against gay people. That's what it says. And good. Because he said, he called us worse than animals and said gays should die. And that's horrible. You know, it's like, that's like me just saying, like, bitch-ass bitches who have a pug face are worse than animals because there's already pugs. And just because of that, you should die because you got pug face. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know how else you're supposed to be interpret this shit. But apparently the battle between the Grove and Pacquiao started in 2012 when Manny was banned over an interview in which he reportedly quoted a Bible verse that called for the death penalty for gays. The Grove later reversed the ban when he had learned Manny had been misquoted. Okay, they were like, all right, so we overreacted, so fine, you're coming back. Then fast forward to this week when Manny and his 16-person entourage, everybody always got to go around with some damn entourage, they hit the center for a movie in the wake of his newest round of anti-gay statements where he called us worse than animals and said homos should die, and really he should be punched right in his freaking pug face looking like frying pan face because it's all flat. When you ever see him from a profile, it's perfectly flat frying pan face. Justin Timberlake also has frying pan face if you want to like a comparison. But I'm just saying is all. Goes on here, says, the Grove honcho saw Manny on the property and after he left decided they don't want him back. They said, this came from this Rick Caruso dude, who it's also hard, but like, I hate when I have to agree with something I hate. But in this instance, I have to agree with it. I'm like, okay, this one I'll give. You do a lot of things I do not agree with, but this one, I got you on this one. He says, these are hate statements of hatred. A lot of people from the gay community, I said, this is the truth. The homos love the Grove. That place is like 50% homos at any given time. I'm telling you. Plus, it's also close to the West Hollywood, so the homos just go over there. But also, there's a fucking lot of homos there. And he's like, we can't be out in half our clientele. Fuck you, Manny Pacquiao. Your 16 little person entourage does not outnumber the 150,000 homos that come here every fucking day. Okay. I'm just saying is all. But he's like, a lot of people from the gay community come to the Grove and they have the right to feel they have the right not to feel uncomfortable. Manny Pacquiao is no longer welcome. So bye, Felicia. Keep your bitch ass out of the Grove. I guess you're going to have to go watch the movies somewhere else. Fool. I can't believe I'm agreeing with the Grove. I cannot for the life of me believe I'm agreeing that. What else happened out there? Ooh, did y'all see this where Madonna pulled somebody's titty out on stage in Australia? Everybody got all up in arms. But then all of a sudden the chick who had her titty pulled out, she was like, excuse me, y'all. That's what she's thinking. She's like, Madonna just called me a Victoria's Secret model and pulled my titty out, and it's freaking awesome. But apparently, this is off of something called Flavor Wire, but it's been on a whole bunch of different things. This is the only one I must have saved, whatever. I've never even heard of Flavor Wire, but they tell a good story here. Says, apparently, basically what happened, Madonna pulled this hot chick up on stage in Brisbane, Australia, and apparently said something like, she's the kind of girl you want to slap on the ass and pull, and then when she pulled out one of her titties from her, like, halter top thing, and then Madonna was like, oops, I'm sorry, sexual harassment, you can do the same to me. Like, whatever, like, Madonna's being Madonna. I don't know why people are fucking shocked about it, but apparently people were expecting her to... I just bit my tongue talking again. How do I do that? That bump is never gonna go away. Okay, digression again, back to my story. But apparently everybody wanted this chick to be all kind of fucking upset, right? Everybody, why does everybody have to be upset? Why do you have to be outraged for me? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why people feel like they have to be outraged for me about shit. It don't make no damn sense. So it says here, apparently the Guardian, I reckon, noted that Australian lawyers had mentioned that there was a possibility that if charges were pressed, this might be considered sexual assault. But apparently the chick who, her name is, where is it at? It's something, Josephine Giorgio, it's apparently she's like, what? She's basically like, seriously? Why would I sue Madonna for the best moment of my life? It was the best night. She was calling me a Victoria's Secret model the whole time I was on stage, which is so flattering. It's like, yeah, why don't you talk to the chick whose titty popped out before you get all upset? Because apparently 16 is old enough to have your titty pop out in Australia. So if she's cool with it, then everything should be cool. And apparently she's cool with it. She's like... Only I get, and that's why I like this chick. I like her a lot. She goes, only I get to decide if I'm humiliated or not. You go, sister. Why would people assume I am humiliated by my own breast, nipple, or body? Right? And plus, she's got nice tits. Why would you, like, if you got nice titties, you don't care. You're like, look at my nice titties. They're 17-year-old perky-ass titties. They're not going to be like this forever. Now there's a permanent record of my perky-ass 17-year-old titty Madonna felt compelled to pull out because of its perfection. I'm okay with this. Okay. I'm just saying is all. But she goes, why would people assume I'm humiliated by my own breast, nipple, or body? It's hilarious to me how much of a big deal it is to everyone. People just need to understand I was on stage in front of Madonna. I was looking her in the eyes and most people would just melt into a pool on stage. So it was only because I was standing in front of her that I looked so surprised. It's like, yeah, she's like, apply your outrage to where your outrage needs to be applied. You know what I mean? I just don't understand. I can't for the life of me figure out people why they like, why do you need to be outraged for me? It don't make no damn sense. If I choose to be like, oh my God, I can't believe Madonna just violated me in such a way so as to pull my titty out in front of all these people who are obviously videotaping this shit, then like maybe so. Maybe then you're like freaking Hulk Hogan and think you need to sue everybody but like actually they're like saying, no, your titty is nice. Like I can get Hulk because they're like, no, your pecker is little. It is not big. This girl's like, yes, my titties are nice. So yeah, that's how it works. Whatever. That made no sense moving the fuck on. All right. But apparently Madonna had been arriving late to shit, so everybody's all upset with Madonna right now. When she arrived, I saw her at Dodger Stadium one time several years ago. Bitch was late as fuck, and it took fucking forever to get in there. And part of the reason it took her, made her late, was because it took her forever to get up in there. It was ridiculous. I had to pee in a bottle in the back of an SUV because there was nowhere to stop and go pee because we were stuck in traffic that was not moving, and I was dying because, you know, I was drinking in the car on the way there to get my concert buzz going on. You know what I mean? Jelly bean. Why did I just say that? That's the dumbest thing ever. All right, whatever. Moving on. Madonna pulled a titty out, and everybody was upset except for the chick whose titty popped out. That's just welcome to the world, people. Welcome to the world. For the love of Dolly. What is else going to... Oh, let's talk about a couple of people make us feel better about ourselves. We got a little bit of time left here on the Hollywood Hick program. A couple of things I was going to talk about, but maybe we'll save those for later. Because, you know, sometimes I need topics for later at the last minute when I'm ill-prepared because of that place I have to go to every day. Ooh, like this story. I don't have time to talk about it because it's going to take me longer than the time we got left. But I came across this on the Flipboard, and I'll tease this for the next program. But apparently, there's an article out in the Vanity Fair that says Keith Richards once threatened to knife fight Donald Trump. And I kind of liked this story. It made me, gave me a whole new respect for Keith Richards. That I think I'm in love with him now, and I would probably do his old ugly, rankly ass just so I could say I did it. I mean, I might keep my eyes shut through the vast majority of it, but that way I can at least say I did it. I don't know what I walk away with, but after reading this story, I was like, I really like this dude a whole lot more now. But moving back over to some stories that will make us feel better about ourselves. Where was one of them? Manny bitch ass Pacquiao. I just want to punch him in the face, but I'm scared to punch him in the face because he knows how to punch back. Like, I ain't the homo to do it. Like, I'm a homo who will get into a fight on occasion, but I am not the homo who wants to go fight Manny Pacquiao because I know better than that. But we just need to find some homo who can fucking go over there, like some big ass gay ass fucking rainbow shooting out of everything, sparkle sunshine, just can't do anything, but he like sneezes glitter. That's the kind of fucking homo that I want to fucking kick Manny Pacquiao's bitch ass. I'm just saying. Okay, whatever. Oh, this story. Okay, this, it's like, this is a story for all of you mothers out there to just be thankful as fuck that this is not your kid. Like, some people are just awful, horrible, awful people. It's like, I don't know. It's just like I don't know how people get to this point. This point, it's like, this story is fucked. Like, but this, and this is not Florida. Go figure. This is coming out of the Los Angeles Times. This happened just outside of Los Angeles here, so we got crazy everywhere. Just know that, too. Crazy is not inherent to just like Florida or Texas. It's everywhere. There are degrees of crazy everywhere. You walk down Hollywood, you're going to see 19 different degrees of crazy within like a 10 blocks. I'm just saying. But apparently here this says, man accused of wheeling dying mother into a bank to withdraw money is arrested in Pomona. So, yeah. So this dude basically took his dying mother in to get all the money out of her account, it seems like, and then take off. So basically what it says, Pomona police on Thursday arrested a Minnesota man who is accused of wheeling his 90-year-old dying mother into a bank to withdraw money and then fleeing the state hours after her lifeless body was found among deplorable conditions inside their home. That is the world's worst son. Like, how could you, like, I don't understand how you could do that to your mom. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess I would. I don't know. I can't wrap my brain around how, like, your mom. Like, I, like, the strangers, I could be like, I don't understand that, but I guess I could, I don't know. I would assume some sort of emotional detachment, but when it's your mama, that's just some straight up just evil. Evil, evil. But apparently some dude named David John Vanzo, he's 57, was taken into custody after the Plymouth Police Department in Minnesota, he fled to Minnesota, identified him, and that he was possibly living in the Southern California city. Oh, he did it in Minnesota, and he fled out here. So Vanzo was wanted in connection with a warrant related to the abuse and neglect of his mother. He's being held on $500,000 bail. Good. And arrangements were underway to extradite him to Minnesota. Good. He's been charged with financial exploitation, neglect, and theft by swindle. He's a swindler. I like that word, swindle. I mean, I don't want to be swindled, but it's just a good way of saying what that is. It's kind of fun to say. I guess, whatever. I don't know. I like words sometimes. My other new favorite was, oh, fuck, what is it? Now I can't remember. Granulate, granule, granular, like whatever. Somebody used it at work and it would crack me up. I was like, oh my God, that was like actually a decent use of that word. But it's like, it's not one that I would, on a granular level, that's what they said. I'm a granular. I'm going to start using granular more. You need to take your attitude needs to be made more granular. Does that work? I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not making any sense right now. Blah, blah, blah. But says here, according to the warrant filed in fucking Minnesota, Vanzo spent his mother's money on, this is it. I mean, this is like the where our world is going, and it is so fucking sad, y'all. This is a slice of America that is getting too big. Like every time they're cutting this slice is like filling more and more and more and more of the like percentage points, and it's scary, right? But apparently he did this so that he could go spend his mama's money on adult dating websites, sugar daddy sites, sugar daddy in quotes here, sports gambling and women instead of paying for her medical expenses. So he took all her money, let his mama just sit there suffering die while he was out courting like ladies and stuff, like paying for ladies. He had to, because I'm looking at his mugshot. I can tell you right now, he is a lazy piece of shit, lived with his mama forever and fucking never got his, like did anything, like always just like perfect picture of the fucking son who still lives in the basement at 57. I'm just saying is all. But he spent all his money on all of this shit instead of his mama's health care, which is horrible, right? So see, that's what I'm saying. Mothers out there, be glad that this is not your child, that your children, as horrible as you think your children may be sometimes, just be happy to know that they are not this horrible. But apparently, he's always unemployed. Had a history of stealing from his mother, who had Alzheimer's and dementia. So he wheeled his mother with Alzheimer's and dementia up into the bank. Like does a bank have any culpability there? Where they're like, maybe you should have like noticed that this woman was like in dire straits when she took all of her money out and gave it to this. Like this freaking ungrateful piece of shit son of hers. I'm just saying. But apparently, his dying mother was in a wheelchair and her feet were dragging and sat slumped over and unresponsive. This is awful. They took a taxi home. Vanzo dropped his mother off, got back into a taxi, and went to a Buffalo Wild Wings. While his mother was dying in a wheelchair because he would refuse her medication, he was off sucking down Buffalo Wild Wings and drinking beers, and then he later called police to report her death. Apparently, the police got there. They were nightmarish, go figure, because he looks like a lazy piece of shit, no good mother. Fucking piece of shit, right? They said his dead mother was found lying on heavily soiled sheets. Her room was covered in debris and dirt. Conditions inside the home were deplorable. Okay, I can't read this story anymore. This is horrible. I'm done reading this story. It's making me sad. I ain't even funny anymore. It's like you're just a gross, horrible, awful, hateful person. And all you ladies out there, be glad that this is not your child. Let's find something funny to laugh at on the way out. I just depressed the fuck out of everybody. I should have probably read through that story better, but didn't do it, so we're just gonna leave it, because you know what, that's how the Hollywood hick rolls sometimes. Oh, this lady. Okay, I'll take us out of here today with this lady. I love people crack my ass up sometimes. They crack my bitch ass up. I just love like just the way they do things, like oops. Okay, so what happened was, this is according to the consumerist people, it says here, a woman accused of shoplifting at Walmart flashed security staff, then bit them. Yeah, this is the world we live in. I told you, every tick, tick, tick right there, and those three ticks, three people just got dumber. I'm telling you, I ain't making this shit up. It's just how it works, and I think this woman's been ticked a couple of few times. But it says here, a woman who set off security sensors at the Walmart in Blackman Township in the wee hours of Monday morning wanted to show employees she had nothing to hide. Police say that's why she pulled her shirt up and her pants down to show that she had no merchandise concealed under her clothing. However, there was the matter of the cart full of merchandise that she pushed into the foyer. So as the security was coming to nab her ass, wheeling a freaking cart full of goodies out, Kim Richards style, right? So then she sees them coming. She's like, pushes it through before the doors shut, like trying like Indiana Jones move there, right there. Pushes that through the doors before they shut. And then just to show that all my stolen, misbegotten goods are up in there. You can't card charge me with shoplifting if they're still in the store, so I'll show you. She pulls her shirt up, pulls her pants down, and I guarantee you those are some titties and down belows that nobody in their right mind wanted to see. I can guarantee guarantee you that. But it goes on and says, when the store's loss prevention staff accused her of theft and pulling her clothes partway off, didn't convince them otherwise, she resorted to violence. Go figure, because that's just a wonder she didn't pull out a gun, but apparently she didn't have anywhere to keep it because her pants was down. But according to the police, she hit one of the employees, tried to detain her in the face, then bit his arm. She left visible injuries in the attack, but nothing bad enough that the employee needed medical attention. And apparently once the police arrived, she got charged with indecent exposure, malicious destruction of property, assault, and unarmed robbery. Since she's accused of assaulting a person while stealing, that's considered unarmed robbery. So be glad you ain't this bitch-ass bitch at the Walmart, Blackman Township, Minnesota's. People are crazy there. And there are crazy people there. But you got what I'm saying. I lost my train of thought because I was looking at the time to see how much more time I had to talk on here. And I ain't got no more time to talk on here. So be glad you ain't that dumbass woman. And be glad that your son is not that bitch-ass bitch who would do that horrible thing to his mama. I swear, I can't even believe I talked about that. But I reckon I did, so I got to acknowledge it. But that does it for me, all y'all mother truckers. Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network. www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Good Lord have mercy. I can just stammer my way out of here. All right, bitches, I'm out. Doodle-lamb, doodle-lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Boo-lamb, 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 boo-lamb